What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is Your Presentation Skills Matter. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, I'm sitting here in between coaching calls, and I had an experience last night that I want to share with you guys. So I'm always looking for ways to grow my business, and my team said, hey, my marketing director said, hey, you should take a look at this webinar. You know, this company's doing a webinar on Facebook ads about some of the latest changes, and I think it'd be good for you to get in the loop. And I'm like, okay, cool. And so I'm getting on the webinar. I know they're going to offer me something. That's cool. I like that. I love sales pitches. I don't know about you. I love them. I believe that great salespeople are buyers first. If you resist salespeople, then it's tough for you to be one, okay? But that's a whole nother podcast episode. So I'm on this webinar, and I'm like, you know what? This is going to be awesome. I'm going to learn some stuff, some free stuff, and then he's going to give me access to a course for some kind of price or something. Like, he's going to offer me something, and I'm probably going to buy it because I want to learn more about what's the changes in Facebook advertising and marketing and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve, right? And so I get on the webinar, and he begins to present, and I'm like, wow. Huh, this is moving kind of slow. And then I'm like, maybe it'll pick up, right? Like kind of like a movie sometimes. You're like, the plot and all the characters taking time to develop. This is taking a little bit of time. It's really slow. He's kind of all over the place. Maybe he's a little bit nervous. That's okay. I can appreciate it. And so time goes by. Another 10 minutes goes by. Another 15 minutes goes by. And I'm like holding my head at this point. And I'm like, oh, I can't deal. I can't deal. This presentation is so brutal. I'm having a hard time listening. So I'm like, you know what? Just stay focused. What is he trying to say? And the presentation skills were so bad that I couldn't hear what the guy was saying. So I'm like, I can't deal. I got to turn it off. I emailed my marketing director. I'm like, I can't watch it. She's like, okay, fine. I'll take notes. I'm like, that's a better way to do it. Take some notes and let me know what we need to know. But here's what was interesting. I'm wondering, like, how many, does that ever happen to you on either end? Have you ever had a bad presentation from somebody and you, like, can't take it? I propose this. I propose people don't dislike salespeople. I think people like salespeople. I think people can't stand bad salespeople. I mean, this guy may have had game changer content for me. He may have by the way, I was coming on the webinar to buy. I left. I didn't buy. And he may have amazing content, which, you know, my marketing director said they do. Yet I can't hear it. He can't enroll me in what he's talking about. It may have all been amazing stuff. I'll never know. Because the presentation skills weren't there. And I want to invite you to consider that the possibility of the meaning of your communication is the response you get from your client, the response you get from your spouse, from the response you get from your kids, the response you get from your friends, the meaning of your communication, the meaning of what you said, the meaning of what you presented is the response you get from the other party, regardless of how you intended it. This guy probably intended for it to be blockbuster knowledge and a good sales presentation. It was not that. Not over here, and I'm his target market, so there's something in the messaging that's off. There's something in the presentation that's off, but I couldn't deal. And I'm wondering how many other people couldn't deal. I'm wondering what the conversion ratio was there and all that. I just don't know. And so I know you go on presentations. What's your presentation closing ratio like? Do you have the ability to communicate in a way that they can hear you and they hear you crystal clear and you make a good, compelling presentation and they sign up? They list with you, they buy with you, they buy your product or service. Like, do you have that ability? Because if you're listening to this podcast, I mean, you're somebody who is either trying to be influential, is influential, or somebody who's in business or is in sales or is trying to be better at something. And I can tell you this, persuasion and influence is the number one thing that I believe will make you excel in your life. the more influential you become, the better you become at persuading others, the more success you're going to have. End of story. If you're not influential and you don't have persuasion skills, it is really tough to make more money. It's really tough to have better relationships. It's really tough to create impact. It's tough to get the things that you want. And, you know, people will say, well, I don't like salespeople, David. Everybody is selling all the time. Just because there isn't money exchange doesn't mean selling isn't going on. Selling makes the world go round. This podcast that you're listening to right now, I had to sell somebody else to let me do a podcast so that I could provide this for you. This wouldn't even be here. My company wouldn't even be here if I didn't know how to sell and market. Now, you also have to be able to serve. You know, if we're talking in business, you got to be able to serve, and I do. I take service, and I put it even over that, right? Like, I'm going to sell, and I'm going to market because I know my service is good. And the same is true for you. You may have a killer service. You might be the best real estate agent in the world. You might be the best coach in the world. You might be the best leader in the world, but nobody knows it if you can't present at a high level, because your presentation skills matter. So I want you to do an exercise, okay? I want you to rate your presentation skills and your ability to communicate and persuade other people. I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being you are amazing, and 1 being you're like terrible, you don't do it at all. Where would you say you are? And here's the next question. What do you need to work on to raise that up to a 10? Not tomorrow, right? I'm not going to rate myself on Monday and by Tuesday I'm a 10. But if you're at a 5, what do we got to do to get to a 6? And then over the next 12 months, get to a 10. Because here's what I want you to know. Some people are just gifted. I got a best friend, Don, known him for 15 years. The guy is one of the most influential people I've ever met in my entire life. Never had a sales training in his life. He's just gifted. He's always been influential. He always will be influential. Now, you know, his kids call me Uncle Dave. His kid, Gavin, is ridiculously influential. Kid's barely 10, can sell anything. He's just gifted, but not all of us are gifted, right? So what I want you to know is, yes, there are some people that you might be rating yourself an 8 right now. What do you got to do to get to a 10? That's going to take skills. You don't have to have, if you're not one of those people that just has the gift of gab that comes out, you don't have to worry. You can, influence and communication and persuasion is a skill. It can be learned. It takes effort, like anything else, but it can be learned, okay? And then I want to challenge you to raise that number on a daily basis and put focus on it, because I don't think enough people focus on their persuasion skills and you know, their influencing skills. And put some focus on it. Don't be this guy that I watched the webinar and I guarantee you he's losing leads. Now, here's the thing. When I saw the funnel that they had, the marketing ads and the Facebook ads that led to that webinar, they're epic. They're really good. He's very good at marketing. He just cannot present. And what good is all that marketing? What good is all that effort? What good is all that lead generation? What good is all the time spent if you can't influence? I want you to consider that. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And look, if you know somebody who could use this, I'd love it if you shared it with them. That'd be awesome. If you haven't subscribed to this, that'd be really great. I'd love that too. I honor you. I thank you so much for being here. I do not take your ear for granted. I want to provide more value than the time you're spending. And if you haven't said hi on Facebook or Instagram, please come do so. Until next time, get super influential, my friend. Go out there every single day and use influence persuasion as a way to win. Go find a way to win every single day. Talk to you soon.